The Canada Day long weekend is coming up and, at mealtime, many folks around our country will head outdoors and cook something on a barbecue. Burgers, of course, are a popular choice, and if you want to serve something with a Canadian twist, try my tortillere-style ones. Most, of course, recognize tortillere as being a French-Canadian meat pie served on or around Christmas, not something that's grilled on a warm summer day. But I accomplished the latter goal by richly seasoning a mix of ground pork and beef as I would a filling for tortillere, with onions, thyme and spices, such as cinnamon, clove and garlic powder. And, instead of putting that meat mixture in a pie crust, I formed it into burger patties, cooked them on my barbecue and put them into potato-flavored buns. I choose potato buns because when I make tortillere filling, I usually add small cubes of cooked potato. So, I still had a taste of potato in my tortillere-style burgers, but in this case it was in the bun, not the filling. When I plate and serve wedges of tortillere, I'll accompany them with condiments such as tomato relish or homemade ketchup, pickles and Dijon mustard, and serve salad greens on the side. These are things that also work well in a burger, so I added them to mine. For my tomato-based condiment, though, I decided to, like my tortillere-style burgers, make something with a Canadian twist by simmering an easy-to-make maple whiskey mustard barbecue sauce. A sweet, tangy, full-of-flavor sauce you slather on the burger patties once grilled. My last Canadian addition to my tortillere-style burgers was to top the patties with some sliced Canadian cheese, which in my recipe could be aged white cheddar or Quebec Oka cheese. Tortillere-style burgers. Rich, savory, ground meat patties, flavored like tortillere, grilled, topped with zesty barbecue sauce and tangy cheese, stuffed in tender potato buns with pickles and salad greens. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, 12 to 15 minutes. Makes, 5 servings. 1 tablespoon butter. 2/3 cup finely diced onion, see note 1. 1 large egg. 1/3 cup dried bread crumbs. 3 tablespoon milk. 1 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/4 of a teaspoon dried thyme. 1/4 of a teaspoon garlic powder or granulated garlic. 1/8 of a teaspoon ground clove. 1/4 of a teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, or to taste. 2 tablespoons chopped freshly parsley or minced green onion. 340 grams ground beef. 340 grams ground pork. Vegetable oil for the grill. Maple whiskey mustard barbecue sauce. See recipe below. 5 potato buns or other tender hamburger buns, split and warmed, see note 2. Mayonnaise, to taste. Mixed salad greens, to taste. 5 to 10 slices aged white Canadian cheddar cheese or Oka cheese. Sliced dill pickles or other pickles, to taste. Melt butter in a small skillet set over medium, medium-high heat. Add onions and cook until tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Remove onions from the heat and let cool. Place egg in a mixing bowl and beat well. Add breadcrumbs, milk, salt, cinnamon, thyme, garlic, clove, black pepper and parsley, or green onion, and mix well to combine. Add the ground beef and pork and mix until the meats are well combined with the ingredients in the bowl. Moisten your hands very lightly with cold water. Divide and form meat mixture into 5 3/4 inch thick patties. Make a deep dimple in one side of each patty, which should prevent it from overly puffing during cooking. Preheat your barbecue or indoor grill to medium, medium-high. When hot, lightly oil the bars of the grill. Grill the patties 4 to 5 minutes per side, or until entirely cooked through and the temperature reaches 165°F in the center of the patty when tested with an instant red meat thermometer. Turn heat to low, top each patty with barbecue sauce and a slice or two of cheese and cook 1 minute or so more, or until the cheese is melted. Spread bottom buns with mayonnaise. Set some salad greens on each bottom bun, and then top with a burger patty. Top each patty with sliced pickles, set on top buns and serve. Note 1. Finely diced in this recipe means to cut into small, 1/8 to 1/4 inch cubes. Note 2. The potato buns I used in this recipe were made by Sonniton-based Portofino Bakery, which sells its products at food stores around the island. If you can't find them, any other tender hamburger bun will also work in this recipe. You can warm the buns by setting them, cut side down, on the grill a minute or so while the burger patties are cooking. Maple Whiskey Mustard Barbecue Sauce. Barbecue sauce enhanced with Canadian whiskey, spicy Dijon mustard and maple syrup. The vinegar, also added to the sauce, balances the sweetness of the syrup. Preparation time. 5 minutes. Cooking time. About 6 minutes. Makes. About 1 cup. 3/4 cup barbecue sauce. See note. 2 tablespoons Canadian whiskey. See Eric's options. 2 tablespoons maple syrup. 1 tablespoon cider vinegar. 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard. 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce. 1 teaspoon soy sauce. Freshly ground black pepper, to taste. Combine barbecue sauce, whiskey, syrup, vinegar, mustard, Worcestershire, soy sauce and pepper in a small pot. Set over medium heat and bring to a gentle simmer. Lower heat as needed to maintain that gentle simmer. Simmer sauce 5 minutes, and it's ready to use, see Eric's options. Note. Bullseye Bold Original Brand Barbecue Sauce was used when testing this recipe. Beyond burgers, the Maple Whiskey Mustard Barbecue Sauce could also be used to flavor grilled chicken, sausages, pork ribs and pork chops. Eric's options. If you can't have or don't wish to use whiskey, replace with beef stock. You can make the sauce many hours in advance, cool it, cover and refrigerate it until needed for the burgers. EAKIS at timescolonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.